So look, firstly, can you tell us what was I suppose the first question would be, how did your family know something was wrong with the dogs in the first place?
Well, it was just late afternoon. My youngest brother was getting in from work and obviously opened the door and seen the dog taking what was like a fit or some sort of shake to the reaction of whatever it had taken.
And this was simply something. I mean, did your brother find anything on the floor? I mean, was the kind of the remains of whatever was posted still there?
At this time, no, it was more instant panic. What's wrong with the dog? Try and cure the dog. Contacted myself and the vet to get things going to see what the actual fault was. It was all pretty rushing about and scary to see your family pet shaking on the floor. What we thought originally was maybe a fit or some sort of illness. As I say, the reaction was fairly, it was pretty quick and get the dog sorted first. It was actually the one dog and then the other one later doing the same sort of reaction. Couldn't stand up, fitting, pretty horrible to see, really heavy sweating and just shaking. It was difficult to see and try and get them to the vet as soon as we could.
And you were there at the time when it happened?
I was actually here in at my own home, and I got a phone call from my youngest brother. He had contacted the vet and myself for the transport to get these dogs seen to by the vet as soon as possible. So I was maybe with them within 5, 10 minutes. Fairly hectic getting across there and seeing the dog for the first time myself, and then got it down to the vet. The vet basically sedated the dog fairly quick due to the heart rate to get on top of things. And then my brother that owns the dogs was actually doing a bit of voluntary work, and I had to go and pick him up to explain that the dog had taken ill. And when I was in the meantime of doing this, the other one had reacted the same. So got a phone call that the mother of the dog was taking a fit too, and that they'd contacted the vet, and it was basically get the dog down here as soon as you can. So we got back, and it was basically the same: pick up the dog, get it down to the vet as soon as possible, and the same treatment at the vet. All pretty scary, and just couldn't really believe what was happening. There was two of them now. We got the dog down to the vet, and then went back up to sort of get my brother calmed down and try and move forward to what was going to happen. And that's when we came across some sort of food put through the door, letterbox. It was jammed in the letterbox and lying on the hall floor. Obviously, when we had all rushed in, that we'd just shut the door. And then when everything was calmed down later on time, we came across this what they're calling poisoned food or some sort of thing that's made the dog take ill lying in the hall.
And so what we figure it's just, you know, maybe a poison pellet put into, would the vet have known straight away in terms of whether it was, you know, a piece of dog food or just regular food?
Well, it's pretty hard to describe. It was a big, just a big cluster of food, messy looking, squashed through the letterbox lying on the floor. Nothing visually that would catch your eye to say that's out of the ordinary, but certainly the feedback I got from the vet was that it's chocolate certainly wouldn't do this to your dog. It would physically make them sick and vomit and diarrhea, etc., but certainly not put into a fit. And sadly, the dogs later passed away.
Yeah, and I mean, for your family and your those dogs are so dear to your brother as well. What has then been the message from the police, and you know, for you guys, you know, how has it felt that this is just a, does it feel like it's a senseless act?
It's been hard. It's been a tough year. My younger brother's autistic, which is his every day his livelihood was round about his dogs, the two dogs, and this is making it 10 times harder than what it would be anyway. But the reaction for the police is basically, yes, we'll try and catch whoever's done this, what it is that's done this, and also that the fact that, has it happened anywhere else? We've been lucky and not noticed it yet, or to prevent this happening again, just make people really aware that the fact that what scared myself quite highly is that I've got a niece and nephew that run around, and if they came across this, would they have picked it up and tried to eat it? Anybody else's house out there that's came across this, that it's quite easily toddlers at the other side of the door, or even again, family pet dog. Or, but it's basically just get it out there and make people aware that there's something out there that's going around doing this. So
it's a bit of a weird thing, and especially in the borders where pets are such a, you know, a massive part of people's families. I mean, how does it feel that this just seems to be a bit of a random, you know, attack in a way?
That makes it the bit that's the bit whole about the whole subject is, normally in a situation like this you'd have an answer why it happened, how it happened, but sadly we've just got something was put through the letterbox, dog's taken ill, sadly passed away that evening. It's quite hard to get around the fact that we can't find the answer to who done this and why they done this. Especially my brother being the dog owner, everybody in the area knows Lee, gets on really well with him, understands his situation. There's just no real answer to give, which makes it even hard to try to move on from this.